I am joined in the studio by James McGarry, and we are ready to bring you the week's news stories, letters from the evening news, information desk, and two features. One on the sweet smell of success wafting around Norwich in days gone by, and the other about a Norfolk girl who fell in love with a German prisoner of war. Let's start with our first news stories. Six new school and expansion projects are identified in a bid to meet increased demand. Controversial plans for 300 homes on the eastern side of Norwich. City bosses welcome £1 evening bus fares. The worried manager of a city centre petrol station tells about the terrifying incidents that show violent crime is on the rise in Norwich.
Almost £50 million will have to be borrowed by Norfolk County Council to deliver the schools needed around Norwich. Of the six new schools and expansion projects identified as a priority to meet increased demands, just two are fully funded by the County Council. The Greater Norwich Growth Board, GNGB, made up of members of Norwich City, Broadland District, South Norfolk and Norfolk County Councils, was asked to use City Deal borrowing, a loan from the government at a reduced rate, to cover the school building black hole. A report from the GNGB said the City Deal could provide borrowing capacity to cover the considerable shortfall needed to fund new school infrastructure in the GNGB area. The GNGB is already contributing £2 million per year to the County Council's Children's Services, with the money currently going towards capital named projects, for example, a school building. The money has been coming from a Community Infrastructure Levy, CIL, a charge on new developments in an area. Norfolk County Council leader Andrew Proctor suggested that the £2 million they give towards named projects could instead go to the County Council to service a loan. Greater Norwich has a large amount of housing to be built, requiring large amounts of education provision, he said. South Norfolk Council leader John Fuller pointed out that when the GNGB was set up in 2012, he pushed for more of the city borrowing cash to go towards education. "The problem is we haven't got any more money," he said. "I seem to remember that in 2012 we thought we might, over the years, get £400 million from the CIL, and as I understand it, we got £70 million and half of that has been spent on the NDR. He added, "It's a shame because the money that could have been spent on schools has been spent on roads." The GNGB agreed to use the City Deal borrowing to help support the education projects and also to research the CIL money being used towards loan servicing. What schools are planned across Greater Norwich? Well, New Blowfield Primary, relocate and expansion, £6.5 million unfunded. Cringleford Primary, new school, £6 million unfunded. Poringland Primary, new school, £8 million unfunded. North Norwich High School, new school, £26 million unfunded. Cossey Ormiston Victory Academy expansion, fully funded. Sproston Community Academy expansion, fully funded.
Incredible CCTV footage obtained by the Evening News shows numerous incidents that have taken place on a petrol forecourt in just 1 month. It is a terrifying snapshot of life for tough city businessman Ramanathan Utharajan, who has had to deal with three incidents involving guns and knives in that period at his jet garage on Rose Lane. The most shocking one in recent months happened first thing in the morning, he said. Last month, a fight broke out between two men in his forecourt, with one of them being seriously injured. Although the Evening News has seen the footage, we cannot publish it at this stage for legal reasons. And just a week later, Mr. Uthayaranjan's CCTV cameras caught another man flashing what appears to be a gun outside the store at 4 a.m, which he then conceals inside his coat. And he claims violence has spiked during the summer. Mr. Uthayaranjan witnessed a group of men with machetes running across the petrol forecourt at 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Police confirmed investigations were ongoing in the cases of the machete wielding and the gun flashing. The Sri Lankan-born owner, who's run Jet for nearly 21 years, said it might come as a surprise to people that recent abuse he'd faced when limiting fuel refills in the last week was actually just the tip of the iceberg. Even without an HGV driver shortage, his staff are subject to constant thefts, racial insults, aggressive customers demanding alcohol at 4 a.m, and even the occasional shop smash-up. He explained, "It's been getting worse over the years. We've had people threatening to kill my staff and harassing them." But ward councillor Ben Price maintained Norwich was an exceptionally safe place to live. He said, "Criminal activity always gets more concentrated in the city centre, but Norwich, on the whole, remains one of the safest cities to live in."
Visitors to Norwich Cathedral will be able to see Dippy the Dinosaur lit up at night as part of a spectacular farewell. The Natural History Museum's Diplodocus cast will be illuminated for the final 5 nights of its stay at the cathedral before returning home to the London Museum. Emergency services workers will also have the chance of a sneak preview of Dippy at night at a special blue light preview on Sunday, October the 24th. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, said, "We hope Dippy at night will be a very special celebration of our wonderful prehistoric guest who has brought so much joy to so many people during his stay here at the cathedral. At the same time, we also wanted to take this occasion to say a heartfelt thank you to all the emergency service workers who have worked so tirelessly throughout the coronavirus pandemic over the last year and a half. Our special blue light Dippy at night preview event is just a small token of thanks for all that they do, and we hope those who choose to join us with their families will have a wonderful time. Visitors will be able to wander round the wider exhibition at Norwich Cathedral during the event, which will include a visit to the Go-Go Discover T-Rex sculpture that decorated Norwich's streets this summer. It will also be a great opportunity for visitors to explore the Norman architecture of Norwich Cathedral in a different light.
Courageous food and drink firms, which launched during lockdown, took centre stage as an industry trade show made its long-awaited comeback. The Local Flavours event returned to the Norfolk Showground Arena for the first time in 2 years due to the challenges of the pandemic. Bakers, brewers, distillers, butchers and ice cream makers were among the Norfolk artisans pitching their products to potential buyers. And some were forged during the desperate days of the first lockdown, determined to create an opportunity from the crisis. Sisters Shifa, Thorea and Kalila Mears run a company called Oichi, making kombucha, fermented teas at Sprowston Lodge in Rackheath. Another Norwich firm which succeeded in adversity was Crumpetorium, which makes flavoured artisan crumpets from its base in St George's Street. Former graphic designer Kat Ajumali said the firm was launched in March 2020, mailing crumpets to farm shops and customers around the UK.
Hundreds of people poured into a community centre to hear about the controversial plans to build 300 homes on the edge of Norwich. The developer, Hill, received planning permission in January 2019 to build the homes on land off Plumstead Road East in Thorpe St Andrew. Permission for a 300-home development had initially been rejected by Broadland District Council, but the original applicants, Socially Conscious Capital, Norwich LLP, and the Thorpe and Felthorpe Trust, overturned the rejection by successfully appealing to the Planning Inspectorate. Concerns centred upon a lack of facilities in the area and potential damage to nearby woodland. Hill then bought the land and the permission for 300 homes that came with it. Local district and county councillor Ian Mackey said, "I think it demonstrates how important these woods are by the sheer number of people who turned out this evening to hear about it." It's now quite clear that what is being proposed is a tragedy for what is a finely balanced ecosystem. And to see 300 houses being built on a prime county wildlife site is shocking. Jason Beckett, a former campaigner for the Friends of Thorpe Woodlands, said, "I've come to see if there's any scope to limit the damage that's going to be done now, and to hope that, apart from the housing that's been given permission already, what remains is retained as woodland, which is of a high value to wildlife and is not turned into a Disney-themed parkland.